Joining me today from the Golden Age Center here in Grand Prairie is Sherry Bauer-Gagne, the Client Services Coordinator for Parkinson's Alberta, and also with me, the Executive Director, Lana Tordoff. So, ladies, thank you so much for joining us here today. Now, I was just here for your social, your spring social. It was a lot of fun and meeting people here in our area that have Parkinson's. And I don't know about you guys, but listening to these people with their stories kind of breaks your heart, doesn't it?
It does. But you see the strength in people too, and the resiliency. So that's the really phenomenal part about people coming together and talking about something that's common to them.
Absolutely. So Sherry, tell us, what exactly is Parkinson's?
Well, Parkinson's disease is a breakdown in the brain where the, it's called the substantia nigra, but the part of the brain that makes dopamine. So what happens is that part of the brain slows down, or it just stops making as much dopamine as it once did. And dopamine is very important for our bodies in order to provide our bodies to move it's what sends the messages.
Lana, how many Albertans suffer with this disease in our province?
Well, it's estimated that there are as many as 15,000 people living with this diagnosis in Alberta. And sadly, one of the primary indicators for Parkinson's is aging. And we have a quickly aging population in Alberta. So we expect that the number will double in the next 10 to 15 years.
So April is Parkinson's month. So tell us why we are celebrating.
Well, we're spending April celebrating everyone in our community and how they empower each other. Parkinson's Awareness Month is an opportunity to engage with the public and expanding the understanding of Parkinson's disease and the profound effects that it has on the lives of over 15,000 Albertans living with the disease.
So, Lana, what sorts of supports do we have here in Grand Prairie area? Tell us a little bit about the supports that you guys have for the people that have this disease.
You know, Parkinson Association of Alberta is provincial, and so we're available by phone or by other means at any given time. In Grand Prairie, we do have someone who comes to Grand Prairie at least every other month to talk to people and to host these support groups. We're also really fortunate to have a group at the hospital here who run a program that features physiotherapy and exercise, and they're really committed to the Parkinson's population.
Now, how can we support those with Parkinson's?
Awareness. Growing your knowledge of Parkinson's disease, it can affect the motor and non-motor functions of the person. So we're talking about anxiety, depression, and things like that. You may see or hear their symptoms, but they are the same person inside. So we need to remember that. Being connected is one of the most important things for everyone, no matter who you are or what you're dealing with. And connection is what builds resiliency and hope.
Absolutely. So I know you guys have your big step and stride coming up in September, which is pretty exciting. So if people want to donate, tell us how we can do that. Lana?
So we're really fortunate. For the month of April, a lovely friend of our organization, Roger Dootson, has put forward $20,000 and said, if you give us any kind of money in the month of April, he will double it, which is lovely. And we also have his little friend, Parky, who's mm-hmm. this lovely little white puppy dog, who acts as a lovely support pet for our people with Parkinson's and really anybody. But if you donate at $250, one of these little Parky guys will be yours as well. So ParkinsonAssociation.ca is the best way to donate. You'll find all manner of links there to our donation pages.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for inviting me today to your social. Very nice to be here, and thank you so much for being our charity of the month.
Thank you for inviting us to be your charity of the month.